Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. Thank you for joining us on Thursday, April 10th. My name's Jack Peterson. Lonesome Jack here in the studio without trusty Jim Healy. Jim's in Billings, I think, today, if I'm not mistaken, but not to fear. I'm not actually alone here in the studio. Two Katies are with me, Katie Cox and Katie Begalke, to talk in this capacity. They're here to talk about an event coming up next week called Live Give 7B. And we'll dive right into that after I talk about the weather. So hold on just one second. Okay, coming up today, it looks like a high of 65, partly sunny, and then a slight chance of showers, about a 10% chance of showers today. Tonight, showers are likely overnight, but mostly sunny again tomorrow, high of 58. Partly cloudy on Friday night, showers on Saturday. The high is 48 degrees, and there is an 80% chance of rain on Saturday. And then partly cloudy on Saturday night, clearing up again on Sunday, and mostly sunny with a high of 55. Mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 61. Partly sunny on Tuesday, high of 65. And then a chance of showers on Wednesday with a high of 60 degrees. But hey, you know what they say, April showers bring May flowers. But what do May flowers bring, Katie's?
Uh-oh, I don't know.
But we're supposed to have pilgrims. An answer to this?
Pilgrims.
Oh, May flowers.
Oh, that's yeah. Good.
Thank Gosh. You. Yes.
Very funny.
I don't know. I don't have that much to say. I was here last week, and I'm here again. In the meantime, I took a long weekend and went to San Diego, California, and visited my brother. And I think he may be tuning in this morning on the internet. So if so, good morning, Trip, and I hope your day is starting off well. And thanks very much for your hospitality. And with that, I don't know.
I was just going to say, I think we should all be very excited for that weather forecast for our friends at Schweitzer. Because, yes, rain on Saturday. Uh-huh. Who knows? Maybe snow up there. But let's then yeah, Sunday, like closing day. Bright and sunny and fun. So
this is closing good. Weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I was gone. Mm-hmm. I missed all the news. I mean, that I guess was not really news this weekend, but this is good. You can fill me in on what happened during these past couple days. Anything earth-shattering here in the town of Sandpoint or in Bonner County?
It's been a bit sleepy, and I was on a trip too. So last week for spring break, it was this, you know. Spring break was last week for our schools. Mm-hmm. So this week, everything got back into routine. You definitely got clogged up if you tried to, you know, go by Pine and Division at about 7:45 to 8:05. So, yeah. But last week, it was the streets were quiet.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. the snow level looks like it's 3,000 feet on Saturday, so we should be getting a little snow up there. Cool. Okay, you two. There's this thing, this Live Give 7B, and I'm excited to talk about it, and I think everybody's excited to learn more. This is not like an institution that I think people are super familiar with because this is the first time.
This is new. This is new for us.
Whose idea was it? Who can kind of, can either of you kind of speak to just the origin of this this plan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who wants to take that one?
So Katie Cox. I'll take it. Katie Cox will take this. This actually has been ruminating for quite a while. Mm-hmm. As many people might be familiar with, there is an annual giving week called Idaho Gives that is statewide. And one thing that we have found, and when I say we, I'm referring to our nonprofits. One thing that we have found is that Idaho Gives is a super successful program in the South Idaho area, Boise namely, and also on the east side. And it has never really gotten a great sort of rootedness here in North Idaho. And so because of that, and we've shared that, the Idaho Nonprofit Center runs it. They're awesome. They're now combined with the Idaho Community Foundation. So we've shared this, and they understand it, and they've tried to invest you know, time and resources in order to make it a bigger thing in North Idaho. But what we've recognized every month, the executive directors of nonprofits get together for what we call the ED Collab. And we use this time to support one another, talk about issues. And this topic came up last year around Idaho Gives of how do we make this effort more successful here in North Idaho. And one of the things we all honed in on is the fact that there's something really special here that we have in North Idaho. And that is a really, I guess, a feeling of support for local. Mm-hmm. And we really felt like the statewide effort was too broad, and we really wanted to bring this home and make it a very local effort. And so that's when the conversation started about doing something that was really pinpointed towards 7B, Bonner County. Many places around the country do this. We've looked at examples in Park City. We've looked at examples in, there's Great Fish Whitefish. They do a local campaign. A lot of places have these more localized campaigns. So we've used that as a model, and we decided, hey, let's give this a try and see if we can really inspire people to support local. And we can talk more about what that means, because it's not only for nonprofits, but let's use this campaign. Let's see if we can do it, inspire people locally, and just raise the awareness about for this year of all the work that nonprofits do and what that means for our community as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Katie Cox, you are the executive director of the Kitiksu Land Trust.
That's correct.
That's your nonprofit that you represent. Katie Vigalke, the Community Resource and Vision Center, is your bailiwick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are the nonprofits that you represent. Are you guys kind of steering this thing, or who else is involved in the organization of the of this event?
Yeah, so Dig Krismer from Inovia has been foundational in this mm-hmm. work, and then the two of us have come alongside to help get it off the ground. We're working hard to make this an annual event, and so mm-hmm. this year may feel a little hiccupy, but if you go to 7bgives.org, you'll see all of the different nonprofits that are participating. We're well over 65 organizations now. And that's just a sliver of the nonprofits that represent our community. We have three times the national average of nonprofits in Bonner County. And so I think some of this messaging that we're really excited about with this is folks who move here or are newer to the area might not know this. They might not know that all of these wonderful things exist because a nonprofit brings them to our community and to our fabric. And so this is kind of shining light on all of that.
Mm-hmm. Three times the national average.
Yes.
In Bonner County. That's
per
crazy.
Capita. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm not totally surprised to hear that. That seems about right. It would be, yeah, because we I've always thought we kind of punched above our weight, but three times.
three times above our weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can feel that. You can feel that as a member of town, the ethos that we have to bring good things here. To support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can really feel that work happening on almost a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
7bgives.org is the website. What is it, guys? What is going to happen next week? What do you expect to happen? What do you expect, say, the listeners to this radio station to do? And what mm-hmm. do you expect the nonprofits to mm-hmm. do during that time?
Yeah, I think the first thing that the listeners will notice is they'll notice the logo hopefully everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They'll
right.
see it everywhere. They'll see it on banners downtown. They'll see it in yard signs. They'll see maybe some people holding up placards along the road at busy times during the week. So it will definitely be front and center, and hopefully it will make you consider what your part of the week looks like. You're going to see a lot of nonprofits that have opportunities to match gifts next week. So a lot of nonprofits have been working to get significant matches in order to allow your dollars that you give to those organizations to be doubled or tripled. And so there will be a lot of messaging. If you're on social media, you'll see a lot of messaging about that. So this is really your week as an individual who lives in this community, supports nonprofits, to think about a gift that is meaningful to you, to all the nonprofits that you treasure. And that is a personal decision. You will also see probably different organizations doing events throughout the week, and you might have the opportunity to go visit those nonprofits. I would check their socials, and you'll probably get a lot of emails. And we are sorry that you'll probably get a lot of emails, because some of you probably support a multitude of organizations. But please please know that this is just a week. Please read the emails, because there is passion behind them, and people have taken the time to try to inspire you. Then on Friday, from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we'll have a celebration where we get to celebrate all that was raised raised in the week for the nonprofits. I will also add that one of the things that we really wanted to weave into this, and I think you'll see it in a bigger way next year, but you might see it in some of the messaging that comes from nonprofits, is we also wanted to really use this week not only to highlight the nonprofits that make our community zing, but the local businesses. We have so many amazing, I get this all the time when people come to visit here, or people live in and around Idaho. I have in-laws down in Lewiston, Idaho, that always comment on what a vibrant downtown we have. And that is created because of local families putting in hours and hours into their businesses. And we really want this week to also focus on those local businesses and how we as a community can support them through our dollars. There are decisions that we make every day. There is, of course, Amazon is always a choice when we're looking at, oh, should we buy? I just heard about this great book. Let me buy it on Amazon. No, think about buying it at Vanderford's, right? So think about those buying decisions that we make, and think about how do we keep our money local and so it continues to circulate in this community. So we really hope this week also is a week that we can, and different nonprofits will probably be doing this, highlighting our local businesses too that make this community so special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm looking at your list of underwriters and how many of those people on that list have been supporting our nonprofits and our events. And, mm-hmm. It really is this ecosystem. We're stronger together when we, band forces, and we couldn't do it without one another and without these partnerships and those supports and, people coming to the events, people mm-hmm. supporting them through sponsorships, mm-hmm. us shopping at, exactly. It's crazy. I don't know that there's been a time where Winter Ridge has said no to us. They are the kindest, loveliest,
Exactly.
Like, oh my gosh. Again, we love you. Thank
again,
you.
Thank you. Again, 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 thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, all of these organizations, all of these businesses make our lives richer here.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to make sure that they each can sustain what they do and sustain their operations, this is our week to really shine a light on that.
The event is called Live Give 7B. 7B, of course, being Bonner County. That's our... All the license plates here start with 7B. I don't know. I'm sure that I know at least somebody from outside the area is listening, thinking, why 7B? What
yes,
does that mean?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a fun game to play,
Yeah.
If you drive around the state to be able to identify where people are from.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always, growing up here, that's always been
It
fun.
Is always. It doesn't feel friendly when you're far away and you see a 7B plate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, oh, okay. What is your next week look like, guys? Are you guys going to be busy, or just are you going to be party planning for that Friday night event? What's coming up?
We have a match campaign going on. So for every $145 gift that we receive, it will be doubled. And we have kind of it's for our future fund. The Envision Center is working to grow our footprint. Right now, we currently have 10,000 square feet of space with 9 nonprofit partners under our roof and 8 businesses. And we've kind of maxed out that 10,000 square foot space. So we're looking at how we can expand either that footprint or into a new space. But we're really excited about launching this campaign for the Future Fund. And really, it's supporting a full group of nonprofits that come under one roof and find synergy and optimized resources. But we chose that $145 amount because if we had 7,000 people or 13% of Bonner County donate that amount, it's $1 million. And what can we do with $1 million in that collective? So we're really excited about that. We're going to be walking around downtown. We've got little door hanger flyers to connect with people and share what we're doing. And then also this week on Wednesday, is it Wednesday? The 16th. Yes. Wednesday, the 16th, we have our spin meeting. We do these quarterly. This one is based on mental health. And so we have some of our mental health professionals coming and sharing, and we get together to do these things because we understand, you know, that there's strength in understanding what we're all doing. Maybe there's some gaps there. Maybe there's some overlap. There's ways to strengthen the work that's going on there. So we expect to have about 40 people at the Envision Center on the 16th for that event. That's not so much a celebration. That's more regular programming that we do, but just showcases what we do on a regular basis and how we're supporting community.
Mm-hmm. We're so grateful for the Envision Center.
Thank you.
And bringing all of those services together. I think that's an amazing thing you do, Katie.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, what are the amazing things you guys are doing this week?
Okay. So, well, let's see. We will next week, we are we'll be visiting what we call our partner sponsors. So you'll be seeing some videos of us bringing treats to our partner sponsors, their organization, businesses, individuals that support us on an annual basis and help us put on the events that we do that bring people closer to KLT. So next week we also have a match. We have we have $30,000 to match. So it's a big lift. Mm-hmm. So for every gift you make, we'll double it. So if you give $15, that puts $30 of the $30,000 into the pot. So next week, all of your gifts can be doubled for the week. In addition to that, for any gift that you give over $100, you get entered into a drawing. Schweitzer kindly donated an unlimited adult ski pass. So now is the time, because now is the time that we're all before the end of May buying our ski passes. So you could win a free year of skiing as well. So for every gift over $100, you'll be entered into that drawing, which we'll draw at the Friday night event. And on Thursday, we're opening our office. Many people don't honestly know where our office is, and so it's a nice opportunity to bring people directly to us. Winter Ridge, as they do so generously, is making their amazing brownies for us, and Evans Brothers is brewing their amazing coffee for us. So we'll have coffee and brownies from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Thursday the 17th, and then we will all be at the party on Friday. So it's going to be a really fun week, and then there will be lots of socials, lots of little videos, and So next week will be it'll be a cacophony of...
yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I know. Media. Sometimes there is just a lot of noise, a lot to compete with. But again, that's what makes our community so fun, right? Yeah. Like, there's something for everyone.
Yes, exactly. And every individual, you know, every individual has those programs that they support. So just look to those. Ideally, you know what? If you want to do something that will make all the nonprofits sing, ideally figure out this weekend who you would like to support next week. Make that gift on Monday and just make those organizations super happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more thing. Yeah. Tell me about the party on Friday. What's going on? 4 to 7 p.m. Where is it? And what does this entail?
Yeah, so at Matchwood from 4 to 7, we have local musicians going to sing for us and play some music, Oak Street Connection. And Oak Street Connection also is one of our nonprofit executive director collab friends. Crystal Horvath is singing in that, and so we love to see her, and she's donating their time to come and do that, which is fantastic. And it really is just a time to celebrate community. I know that Dig is going to bring some interactive community questions and games. Are they games, really?
I think some of them, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll be happening. It's just going to be a big party. Just a really great opportunity to interact with folks that are very community-driven.
Very family-friendly.
Yeah.
And so come on down for dinner. And all of the nonprofits are going to be present. So really, we're not tabling or anything like that. We'll probably all have our bat, you know, and our name tags on. So if you have a, you know, if you've ever wanted to meet the who runs these nonprofits, it's a great time. But it's mostly just a great time to gather as a community. It's just going to be, I didn't know if the weather forecast went that far out. I'm really hoping for one of those 65 degree days in sunshine
probably
on Friday.
Probably that's what it says. Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. I'm going to knock on wood now.
Yes, it would be great if we could be outside at Mashford. Mm-hmm. Carefly will be there. This is this community radio station is itself a nonprofit, and we're participating in this event too.
I know.
Jack,
so we should ask you.
What does your week look like?
Oh gosh, you may be asking the wrong guy that question. We'll look for us on social media. Listen to us on the radio. We'll be highlighting the fact that it is Live Give 7B. We don't have a matching grant or anything. We are trying that this year. Our target is to raise enough money to get ourselves a new transmitter, I would say. All your contributions will go towards that and keeping this radio station on the air.
Well, if you don't mind, yes. I know you probably have some amazing listeners out there that just mm-hmm. listen to that mm-hmm. and could provide you a matching grant opportunity. So they should just give the station a call and come to the table and provide you guys the opportunity to match some dollars.
Okay. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I'm too embarrassed to ask for that kind of thing myself. But now that you've done it, if you call right now, leave a message on the answering machine because I'm not going to answer the phone right now. But we'd be glad to call you back soon.
How much is this new transmitter?
Oh, we have $2,000 set aside for it already. We're looking to raise another $6,000.
Oh, you can do that next week.
I agree. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, you can
mm-hmm.
do that.
Can
somebody out there in Radio Land offer $3,000 and then they just need to raise $3,000 next week? So, or come together with a friend that you know to put $3,000 in together. Mm-hmm. I think our listeners out there can make that happen. That's the magic of this area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's my turn, I guess, to knock on wood. Cross my fingers. Yes, that will be great. What more can we say about this? You're hoping this is going to be an annual event. This is the big kickoff and the pilot program, and now you're going to try it again next year as well.
Yeah, we'll try it again next year, but we're mm-hmm. also probably going to have one more event this year that is connected to Live Give. Mm-hmm. That's called an alternative giving market. And it will be around the holidays and it'll be an opportunity for people. It'll be an event, most likely, probably an after work event, potentially connected to Katie's Festival of Trees, where we have the opportunity for all the nonprofits to be in the room and for you to come and do your gift giving by giving to a nonprofit in honor of somebody. So, Jack, let's say you wanted to give a Christmas gift to your brother.
Yes.
What was his name?
Trip.
Trip.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give a Christmas gift to get Trip.
Yeah.
And so you know that he loves KRFY. He loves listening.
Yeah.
He listens from San Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could go and make a $100 gift in Trip's name to KRFY, and then they would in turn, KRFY might give you a little something to send to Trip mm-hmm. and to acknowledge that this gift has been made. This gift is for you and has been made in your name.
That's a great idea.
So it's going to be the alternative giving market probably at the end of November, sometime around there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Okay.
Because nobody needs more stuff.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Live Give 7B is the name of the event. Katie Cox is from the Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust. Katie Bigalke is from the Community Resource Envision Center. Right now, I'm going to play a little music, I think, and we'll be back here on the morning show in just a minute. It was on this date in 1976, so that is just shy of 50 years ago, 49 years ago today, that Peter Frampton hit number one on the Billboard album charts with Frampton Comes Alive. So we're going to play a selection off of that at this time. Stay tuned. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after this. Far away from the city, but don't hesitate, 'cause your love won't wait. Hey, ooh, baby, I love you every day. Wanna tell you I love. Peter Frampton, Baby, I Love Your Way, off of Frampton Comes Alive, the best-selling album of 1976, which hit number one on the Billboard charts. This day in, 1976, 49 years ago. You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. This is Thursday, April 10th. I'm Jack Peterson, a little decaffeinated this morning. I left my coffee at home.
Same here.
Oh, God, what a blunder. Made a pot of coffee, filled up the thermos, set it there on the counter, pedaled away without it.
Man, aren't you
glad?
And
then opened my backpack. the tears when I noticed that it wasn't in there. Yes, what were you saying, Katie?
Well, fortunately for you, you have Bluebird Bakery
I know,
next door.
Right, this is a solvable problem. We can handle this. We're talking to Katie Cox from the Kinnickso Land Trust, Katie Vigalke from the Community Resource and Vision Center, but they're really here to talk about a different organization, or a different event anyway. 7bgives.org, the Live Give 7B campaign, which is coming up next week. Also, later on this hour, somebody's coming in from the Panada Theater. I think we've got Brendan Kelty waiting to join us on the airwaves too. So more to talk about. Before you guys get out of here, we have to ask a little more about who's involved. What kind of nonprofits are involved in the big campaign of giving next week?
Yeah, so like we had said earlier, we have about 65 organizations that are participating. And so when you go to 7bgives.org, you can find your cause, and you can find your cause by searching for organizations that may be in arts and culture. So that would be you. Would you guys be arts and culture? Look at that.
Yeah.
First row. There you are. You're with the Panada, who we just mentioned, and the festival at Sandpoint, the Music Conservatory. Then you can go to the Environmental tab, and you roll down there. And who are you going to find there?
Kinnickso Land Trust.
Of course we are. And so much more. Friends of Scotchman's Peak, Kinnickso, or Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society, all sorts of great ones there. We're so fortunate to have an amazing environment to live in, and all these organizations that keep it pristine and lovely for us. Then you can go to a health and well-being. That's where you're going to find the Envision Center and so much more. You know, NAMI Far North, they do so much for our mental health folks, the Sandpoint area seniors. We can't read them all.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. Then we have quality of life. Let's talk about quality of life.
Katie and I sort of laugh because we might be changing these categories next year, because quality of life really is every nonprofit would be under quality of life, because that's really the purpose of all of these nonprofits, is to enhance your quality of life. So, but for this year, who do we have, Katie, under quality of life?
Under quality of life, we've got the Rotary Club, Lions Club, Pondere Peddlers, some American Legion groups, Bonner Community Housing Agency, Bonner General Health, Priest Lake Public Library, Panhandle Special Needs, the Anovia Foundation, Pondere Rowing and Paddling Association, Better Together Animal Alliance, and Bonner Homeless Transitions.
So I think that there was one in there that raises a good point that we should also make, and that was the one that Priest Lake Library is on there. So We must remember in 7B, 7B is much more than just Sandpoint, Idaho. Mm-hmm. So it includes up to Priest River, up to Priest Lake. Mm-hmm. And so there will be events happening also in Priest River on Friday night at Timbertown Brewing. While we are celebrating at Matchwood Brewing here in Sandpoint, they will be hosting a celebration as well at Timbertown for their local nonprofits that are in the Priest River, Priest Lake region. So this campaign, Live Give 7B, involves all of Bonner County. And so you'll find organizations on here that represent, you know, areas outside of this general Sandpoint region.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A wonderful point to make. Yes. That's very cool. There's mm-hmm. going to be an event at Timbertown Brewing too. Mm-hmm. We have listeners out that way. Maybe they'd rather go to Timbertown than drive into the big city of Sandpoint on Friday night.
So exactly.
That's good to know.
Priest River downtown. It's like the most.
It's so cool.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's such a special little spot.
Yeah.
So if you yourself out there in listener radio have not mm-hmm. driven to Priest River and seen, you know, experienced their downtown, great little coffee shops, great little eateries, mm-hmm. Timbertown. You know, it's pretty fun.
It's super fun. Mm-hmm. I won a cribbage tournament at Timbertown a few months ago. I love that, Katie. I love that.
They didn't love it. I was like a shark.
What did you
they
win?
Didn't see me coming.
Did you come away with a prize?
2 Timbertown glasses.
Yes, of course. All right. Cool. Yeah, what are they doing out there in Priest River? This is a conversation for another day. But that downtown seems like it's kind of undergoing a little revitalization.
The downtown is revitalized. Yeah. There's also a project that the whole community is involved in, and Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust is also stepping into, and it's the Two Rivers Project, which is going to be an amazing revitalization of their waterfront, mm-hmm. because they were recently gifted a large chunk of land where the Priest River and the Pend'Oreille River come together, mm-hmm. and the town has worked together to envision an entire sort of rethinking of that space as a community space. Mm. So when you go to look at their master plan, I think you can go to City of Priest River, and it's right there. Mm-hmm. When you go to look at the master plan, it has a new boat ramp, new beach area, ballparks, and we're specifically working alongside the Kinnick-Sioux Land Trust is specifically working alongside the Kalispell Tribe on, there's a large portion of it at the waterfront that is wetlands. And so revitalization of the wetlands with boardwalks and educational opportunities, but it's really going to be an amazing place. When you think about it, it is literally a minute's walk from right downtown. So I'm so excited for the town of Priest River and what this area will just do to their whole community. It's going to be amazing.
Well, now I want to talk about that. All right, let's get you. We got to get you back in here, maybe with somebody from Priest River.
We'll Jeff Connolly and I can come back and talk about it.
That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. As I said, I think I saw the shadow of Brendan Kelty out there waiting in the wings to join us to talk about what's going on at the Panetta Theater, another nonprofit that's participating, and they've already been mentioned.
We forgot to mention one thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Two things, actually, there.
Two things, yeah.
Two things. Sorry, okay. Brendan. Mm-hmm. We will be on our social, Live Give 7B, we will be announcing how much was raised every single day of the week.
Yes, I forgot to write that down.
Yeah. So, I bet you Jack's going to make sure that a number is announced on the radio sometimes next
That's
week.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be keeping track anyway. Tune in on Thursday morning. We'll check in and see where we're at.
That sounds great.
And I will, what time do you post those numbers?
We'll probably post them first thing in the morning.
Okay. So maybe we can get them on the morning show too.
Yep, each morning. And our goal is 70,000 for mm-hmm. our nonprofits to hit 70,000. I have a feeling we might go over that goal. But, you know, 7B, 70,000, mm-hmm. that was great. And then the other one is our sponsors, who has made this actually possible. And so we would be remiss not to give a shout out to the Equinox Foundation for their support. Really, it was their foundational dollars that allowed us to get the website up and do the marketing and for us to be able to plan this for this whole year. So we're so grateful for the Equinox Foundation. Obviously, they support a lot of different organizations and events in Sandpoint, in this area. So we're grateful for them, of course. Innovia has given their time and resources and given us Dig in order to help plan this whole event. Idaho Community Foundation is also participating through sponsorship dollars, and they will also be here next week at the event as well. Idaho Gives has been absolutely wonderful and collaborative in allowing us to do this more localized version. Mm-hmm. The Idaho Gives, there are some organizations in town that will be participating in that. That is the following week. But Idaho Gives will use our totals that we earn next week in their campaign. So that's really exciting to have that partnership. Ziply Fiber is also giving funds in order to help make the event and the week possible. And the Long Bridge Swim is also a sponsor of Live Give 7B. So we are so grateful for one of our nonprofits stepping forward as a sponsor as well. So we couldn't do this without the sponsors, without that supportive dollars. And so we're really grateful for all of them.
Katie Cox, Katie Bogalke, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for talking about Live Give 7B. This is going to be a fun week, I think.
It will be.
Yes, an exciting week of giving, a generous week, let's hope.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear about who's doing your $3,000 match.
Yeah, I can't wait to check the messages exactly. When I get off the air, and we'll see who it is. We'll be right back talking to Brendan from the Panada about what's going on there and other upcoming events this weekend here in Sandpoint and in the rest of Bonner County. I'll see if I can find some event going on out in Priest River to mention too, since that's fresh on our minds. Right now, here's one event coming up this weekend. Tomorrow night at the Idaho Poor Authority, a band from Boise, Idaho is coming up called Hillfolk Noir, and I'm going to play a tune by them right now. These guys are in town tomorrow night playing at the Poor Authority. This one's called Parchman Farm Blues. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back here on The Morning Show. On the air. This is 88.5. You're listening to The Morning Show here on this fine radio station, Panhandle Community Radio. My name is Jack Peterson, Lonesome Jack, without Jim, and but he'll be back next week. He's getting his taxes done in Billings, Montana, I believe. And there's a story behind that, not to worry. However, we just said good morning to Katie and Katie from Live Give 7B, and now we say good morning, but in a welcoming way, to Brendan Kelty from the Panada Theater.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Brendan. Always nice to see you.
You as well.
Oi, 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 oi. Yeah. Well, what are we talking about? What are you guys? You guys have plans to participate? Anything special going on next week for you? I know you're one of the nonprofits that's in on the Live Give 7B thing.
Indeed. Yep. We're part of the process. And, you know, our fundraising expert, Olivia, is the one who's spearheading that for us. But we're preparing for that. And we're also preparing for the Panada Moms first annual gala coming up.
Hey, yeah.
And I believe that is May 9th. And
Friday, right before Mother's Day.
And are you familiar with that, Jack?
A little bit. I've talked about it. We've mentioned it several times on the air, but I don't think we've ever really gone into great detail. I know that the Panada Moms and add what you know about them to this. I know that the Panada Moms, that was kind of the original. Was it a group of three women?
It was.
Who are considered the Panada Moms, who back in the 1980s kind of spearheaded the effort to save the Panada Theater, which had been, which was built in 1927 and operated as a movie house for I don't know how many years in its original incarnation as a traditional cinema, and then was closed for a number of years, was considered to for demolition, and then was instead preserved by
saved
yes by a nonprofit, which still exists today. And those the three women who were originally involved were considered the Panada Moms.
That's
what I know.
That's a fantastic summary.
Okay.
Right there. And so the name of this is this gala is kind of an homage to them, obviously. And what we're doing is this, it's an ambitious multi-tiered event. We've got several performers across all types of arts, music, theater, dance, magic.
Anything going on the screen?
So we are still playing around with film options.
Cool.
We got to kind of keep in mind audience and time.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's tough. So we're,
it would be hard to do, to transition.
Yeah. But we are, film is definitely in the conversation. And, so yeah. And then we've got two auctions and a paddle raise, all of which are going straight to the two auctions, including a celebrity, auctioneer whose name will be surprised to be announced. Those funds, those proceeds will go to our operating budget.
Okay.
And the paddle raise goes to the reupholstering of the famed red love seats up on the balcony.
All right.
So we're going to make those hopefully a little cushier
and
maybe a little taller and just kind of get those modernized and up to speed for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that is they're well loved.
They're well loved love seats.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's exciting.
Totally.
Yeah, very cool. Any specifics you can say about like kind of the acts who are going to be involved, or is it all still a surprise? Yeah.
Well, no, we're slow rolling it out. I can announce David Da Vinci.
Ah, yes.
The Thrillusionist.
Mm-hmm.
Will be our magic act for the evening, and he'll actually be up on stage twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then more performers to be announced, but we do have several local chefs and restaurants contributing hors d'oeuvres and small bites for the event too. So they'll be showcased as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that the bank is one of those, along with 113, and then we'll be announcing others later.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's one night only.
It is.
The 9th of May, Friday before Mother's Day.
You got it.
Well, okay. What's going on sooner than that? That's a month away. What's anything coming up this weekend at the Panada?
So I should announce, or not announce, just remind folks that our Andy Gross show has been rescheduled to June 7th.
Ooh.
So he was going to be on this Friday. He's had to bump to June 7th, but all tickets will be honored.
Okay.
All previously purchased tickets will be honored
on
June 7th. And so in the meantime, we've got our little live radio hour, which, of course, you're very familiar with.
Yes. That's right. That's on Tuesday with Idaho's Shining Star. Jatil Lund is, I think, the name you might recognize from that. He's performed as a soloist before, but now he's got a little bit more. He's not performing just by himself, and so instead of calling it like Jatil and Friends or something, he's calling it Idaho's Shining Star. And that's in part because, although he is from around here, I think he's from Sandpoint. I know he's from North Idaho. Right now, he actually lives, I think, up in Canada. So this is kind of like a special trip he's making down to just perform for us for free on Tuesday night. And we'll just have to give him a very warm welcome. Hopefully people turn turn up for that on Tuesday night, which is the 15th, which is tax day. That's right. The Idaho's Shining Star, Jatil and Friends.
In
7 p.m.
As you know, I mean, this room is special because you get to go into a very personal space, a great listening room, and view talented artists for an hour. So it's a low commitment. It's no cost. You go in there, you hang out. It's a different scene than going into a crowded bar.
Yeah.
And highly encourage you checking it out or tune into KRFY.
Yeah. You can listen from the comfort of your own home. But yes, it is. It's a lot of fun and cool to come down and see it happen, I think, too. I have a few other events coming up around town this weekend that I can mention. But if you got something you want to throw out there, go ahead.
I got one more. I got a reminder for those high school seniors interested in performing arts. Today is the day to get your application in for our performing arts scholarship, also known as the Laurel Wagers Memorial Scholarship. And high school seniors in Bonner County are eligible who are interested in pursuing performing arts education.
Very cool.
Yeah, so get those apps in.
Yes, that's that deadline is today. I think if I remember right, I think the festival's deadline is also today for their for their scholarships, their various scholarships too. Oh boy, yes, every. Every high school senior needs another deadline to work up against. Let's see here. I will tell you that, let's see, today's the 10th, and our old friend Liam McCoy is playing at Eichardt's Pub tonight at 8 o'clock p.m., accompanied by Pound Shop Nights. Okay.
Who's in that one?
I have no idea. Pound Shop Nights, whatever. I will have to go check him out. But Liam's playing at Eichardt's tonight. Arguably the best guitarist in town. I know. I'm in the presence of a fine musician and guitar player here as well. But I don't know. Liam's got
chops.
He's got chops. Yeah.
Okay. And he's been around a while.
Yeah.
Even though he's a young man,
he is. Yeah.
Got a lot of experience.
Yeah. Let's see. Jay Alm is playing at the Pondere Winery. He's an acoustic alt folk songwriter based in Missoula. He's playing 6 and 12 string guitar from 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Bright Moments Jazz at Connie's Lounge tomorrow night. Luke Stuivenga at Smokesmith Barbecue Blues Americana. Okay, and over at the Hive, The Rub is playing on Friday. All these events, except for Liam McCoy, all these musical opportunities are on the 11th, Friday. I already mentioned Hill Folk Noir playing at the Idaho Poor Authority tomorrow night, and then we're into the weekend. We've got Schweitzer's closing weekend. Is this weekend, and it does look like they're probably gonna get some snow up there instead of getting rain, which we expect to get down here. So that seems like a good weekend to go up there and experience kind of the grand finale. There's some live music going on Saturday the 12th as well at the Pondere Winery. Isaac Smith is playing indie folk and pop tunes on Saturday night at the Pondere Winery. Mike and Sadie Wagner are playing from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Barrel 33. That is a father-daughter duo. Mike Wagner has played on these airwaves many times, and Sadie actually has been here too, and you can catch them both playing together at Barrel 33 on Saturday the 12th. Tucker James playing at Connie's Lounge on Saturday night, 6 p.m. BTP is playing at the 219 Club starting at 9 o'clock at night and go until probably midnight, playing live rock and roll BTP at the 219 on Saturday night. And I did say it's the Schweitzer spring finale. On they invite you to head on up and enjoy the last laps. And it says tentative closing day of April 13th, 2025, from what I see here. I don't know if that means...
This is KRFY. What,
they'll keep it open a couple extra days if the snow comes down really well? Or are they locked into the 13th, do you think? What do you hypothesize there?
Maybe, Brenda? It's a gray closing.
A gray closing.
Yeah, you go up there and...
A
soft closing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You pretend like you're not going to hike up and ski down by yourself, but maybe you just do and they let you.
I mean, I have no idea what would be involved in closing down a mountain, but you'd think some of it is going to have to be... It would have to be scheduled and kind of locked in, like, hey, you're not coming to work next week, that kind of thing.
Straightforward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Schweitzer Spring Finale, that's this weekend up at Schweitzer. It is not Easter this weekend, but there is the first Easter egg hunt of the Easter week is the 10,000 egg Easter Eggstravaganza. That's at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church out on Pine Street, 1900 Pine, kind of in the neighborhood of the Traverse Park and the James E. Russell Sports Complex and the YMCA. That's an Easter egg hunt starting at 11 a.m. sharp, with over 10,000 candy-filled eggs.
Competition is fierce.
My family always goes to the Easter egg hunt in the park on Easter itself. Are you, or what are you going to do here, Brendan?
Are you talking about, the park by the lake there?
The Arboretum? That one's on Saturday, isn't it?
Okay.
I think they do their hunt on Saturday. I think the Lions Club does it, tune in next week. I'll let you know then, but I think the Lions Club does their big Easter egg hunt in Lakeview Park on Saturday.
Gotcha.
I go to the one that's actually on Easter, and it's over in Traverse, which is closer to my house. We can walk over to Traverse Park and do an Easter egg hunt, and they'll do a petting zoo and that kind of thing. Usually, anyway, that's what they've done, and I'm guessing it's going on now. Anyway, but this Sunday you can go to the Easter egg extravaganza and get a jump on that Easter egg hunting. Get some practice for next weekend at the 10,000 Easter egg hunt extravaganza. Well, more going on too, but I'm gonna close it down there. It's actually kind of a busy weekend, but we're all going leading into the Live Give 7B event, which is next week, the 14th through the 18th, community fundraising event for local nonprofits, dozens and dozens of local nonprofits
who do a lot of great work.
Yeah. Brendan, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. And let's get that story about Jim in Montana here sometime soon.
Yeah, he'll be back. He can regale us with stories of his travels when he's back here next Thursday. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY. I'll say it again. This is 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. That's our legal station identification. And tomorrow it's the news at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then morning shows all next week as well. Right now it's time for Bird Note and then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long here on Panhandle Community Radio.